Hi again, everybody. Welcome to Bengals Breakdown here on Bengals.com. I'm Dan Hoard. He is Bengals.com editor Jeff Hobson. Well-dressed for our first edition of the year. The Bengals open the season on Sunday in Chicago against the Bears. The Bengals, as folks know, invested a lot of money in their defensive line this past offseason. $11 million for Michael Johnson on the franchise tag, $40 million for Carlos Dunlap, $55 million earlier this week for Geno Atkins. We can see the 5-55. Those were the terms of his new deal on your T-shirt. This defensive line will look to dominate on Sunday against a rebuilt Bears offensive line.
This is obviously in honor of Geno and the 5-55, and but the big number is 12.5 sacks. That's what he had last year. And the Bears are retooled up front. Their big mantra during the offseason was protect Jay Cutler. They've gone with two rookies on the right side at guard and at tackle. Geno is going to be going against their first-round pick, Kyle Long, who some thought the Bears would take Tyler Eifert right before the Bengals at 20. They took Kyle Long, and Geno gets him, and he's had a fine rookie preseason, and that should be a nice matchup between two sons of NFL players. But also on the other side, you get Bushrod, the big free agent pickup from New Orleans, the left tackle, going against Michael Johnson, the franchise guy. So I think, Dan, this game and the one against Pittsburgh coming up against a rookie-laden Steelers offensive line, this is where that Bengals defensive line makes its money.
The Bengals were 10-6 last year, went to the playoffs. The Bears were 10-6 last year and fired their coach after missing the playoffs. And it's hard to believe they missed the playoffs considering they led the NFL in takeaways with 44. They were plus 20 in the turnover ratio. Andy Dalton obviously has to take care of the football on Sunday.
Big premium in this game coming in. And I think the one thing, you know, Dalton gets a lot of criticism, but one thing that I think kind of goes under the radar is how he took care of the ball the last half of the year. Marvin Lewis told him, look, we got a hell of a defense. We got good special teams. Don't give it up. And I can only think back to the preseason game when the Falcons threw a bad interception and Lewis told Dalton, don't do that. And I think that's where we are right now. And this is a huge game for that because the Bears are so good at stripping the ball and taking it away. And I think Dalton gets to show how far he's come in taking care of the ball. And you can't, the most underrated stat for this guy is 11-5 on the road. And he gets to display it in his 17th road game.
High expectations for this Bengals team, maybe as high as they've been since the year after the Super Bowl appearances in 81 and 88, and yet, having said that, they are three-point underdogs on the road in Chicago.
You can only win. I mean, in order to become favorites, you have to win, and I think these first two games are just huge for this franchise because if the performance doesn't match the expectation level, you know, there's just going to be so much. They've done a great job avoiding the swarm of controversy. Now, in order to avoid any kind of swarm of quote distractions, the cloud, they got to win. And I think they're two very winnable games, one at home, one on the road, to go 2-0 and to come back to home to play Green Bay, I think would give this team exactly the right step it needs to meet the expectations.
It's going to be very interesting to see the Bears debuting under their new head coach, Mark Trestman. He's Jeff Hobson. I'm Dan Hoard. For our webmaster, Andy Ware, thanks for checking out Bengals Breakdown here on Bengals.com.